Welcome to Dosh Sports Radio.
We're bringing you the Dawson Mustangs versus the Denver Academy Wildcats in the final regular season baseball game here for Hendon District. We're joining you a bit late here, one out here in the top of the first inning with the guy at first for the Academy. Runner ahead to second. Max Cohn's going to throw a second, not going to be there in time for stolen base. Doing the pitching tonight for Dawson is Chris Slade.
Good kid.
Great kid, actually. You're undercutting Chris Slade's talents there by just saying good.
He's got some real talent.
Currently up for the Academy, the senior, number 00, Adam Wilderson. Man, that's
foul ball.
Foul ball. Right to the box. Right towards the lead. Wilderson steps back in the box. Runner on second here for the Wildcats. Here's the pitch from Slade. And he reached that one. That's a grounded to first. Zach Somerville will make the play, but the runner will advance to third, and that will be the second out of the inning. Now up number three, Christian Johnson, the catcher.
Ball.
Yeah, great analysis there, Duncan.
Hit like into the.
Chris Johnson batting .525 this season. He's a junior. Here's the first pitch. Gonna be inside and low. That'll be ball one.
He wants to hit the ball here.
Chris Johnson steps back in the plate. Run on third here. Here comes the 1-0 pitch from Slade. And that's going to be a foul ball right toward the catcher. That's going to be strike one.
Chris is throwing with a lot of power today.
Chris, coming out here pretty strong.
I'd like to remind you that today is Dawson's senior game.
Yes, this is senior night for Dawson, as all three seniors will be playing, and that's going to be strike two on the low outside corner here for Slade. Count's now 1-2. The catcher steps back in the box. Slade looking for the sign. Here comes the 1-2. It's going to be high and outside. It's going to be ball two. Back in the box. Runner on third. Here comes the pitch. And that's going to hit him. That's going to be a hit by pitch for Johnson. He's going to head down to first here. Runner's now on the corners as number five, the junior, Justin Andes, is now up.
Good move by Christian Johnson to step into that one to go on base.
Yeah, that's just smart baseball. Looks like there's going to be a courtesy runner here for the Wildcats. That's going to be I cannot currently can't see his number. We'll have a reporter get back to you on that one here momentarily. Number nine. I'd like to thank Mrs. Somerville for that one. Unfortunately, he is not listed on the roster here, so the mystery man takes first base.
Man, the true mystery.
A free agent signing here by the Wildcats early in the game. The junior, Justin Andy's now up. Here's the first pitch. And run ahead to second. Throw is going to get there in time. Zach DeClos going to get the runner at second. The Academy strongly disagrees with that call. The ump's going to call him out, though.
What a huge play by Max McClellan.
Great play by Max McClellan, but coaching staff of the Academy seems to disagree here.
They're full of passion today, boys.
That's going to be the end of the top half of the first inning. We'll be right back to Dawson Sports Radio. And we're back here in the bottom half of the first inning. We're going to go through the Dawson lineup real quick. Batting first, doing the pitching, number 7, Chris Slade. Batting second, number 24, Tanner Fulkerson. He's at shortstop. Third, number 19, Max McClellan. He's the catcher. Batting fourth, a senior, number 33, Jake Blank. He's in center field. Batting fifth, number 17, Michael Mann. Batting sixth, the sophomore, number 15, Cade McClellan. He's in left. Batting seventh, number 23, Zach Somerville. He'll be at first. Batting eighth, number 4, another senior, Liam Angus. He's at third. And then rounding out the lineup, batting ninth, number 11, Hayden Dodge, the last senior. He's at second base. Strong lineup here for Dawson on their senior night.
Yeah, you're going to look for the seniors to perform extra well here tonight.
In their
for them.
Last home game.
Yeah.
Chris Slade sets up to the box here to lead off the bottom half of the first. That's going to be low, but strike one. Doing the pitching here for Denver Academy, or excuse me, the Academy, freshman Trenton Miller, number 22, and it's going to be a swing and a miss from Chris. That's going to be strike two. Miller goes up in the count 0-2.
He's going to want Trenton for a red pie.
Played in the box. Here's the 0-2. And that's going to be a foul into the pond. Or do you think we're going to see an appearance on the Academy ball boy here today, Duncan?
You know, as a specialist of the ball boy for both teams, I think that the Academy's ball boy is very strong. I saw that quick hop on that
and
one.
And there's ball one from Chris way outside. Continue, Duncan.
I saw, like, the quick hop off the bench on that one. He's just going straight for it. Strong player overall.
Thank you, Duncan. We'll report back on the ball boy later in the game. 2-1-2 pitch, you're Chris. And that's going to be another pop into the pond again. Let's see another appearance from the Academy ball boy as he's starting off with a flash. Here's the 1-2 to Chris. And that's going to be a rip in between the third base and the shortstop. That's a single for Chris Slade. Chris Slade gets on to lead off the bottom half of the first inning with shortstop Tanner Fulkerson coming to play.
Chris never has a hard time hitting the ball.
He is a great hitter, Eddie. Tanner steps in. Chris takes the lead at first. And he's going to be back in time on the pickoff attempt. Fulkerson steps back in the box. And that's going to be a pop to right field. He's going to get there in time, and he will. That's going to be out number one. That'll be the first out of the inning here for the Mustangs. The catcher, Max McClellan, steps up. Score is 0-0 here in the bottom half of the first. McClellan steps in the box. Freshman checks first. Here comes the pitch. That's going to be outside for strike one. And
it's really too bad we don't have our weather specialist, Zach Worthing, here today because it is looking a bit cloudy, but I cannot tell if it's going to rain because of our high-tech weather equipment not being here.
That's
going to
be ball one.
Do we have a sub-weather specialist here?
Looks like we have a sub-weather specialist, Max Ollie. Max, how's the weather looking out there?
The weather's looking cloudy, boys. I can't say for certain whether or not it's going to rain, but if it does, we'll be sure to see a good ball game.
All right, thanks, Max. That's our new weather correspondent, Max Ollick. And that's going to be foul. Count is now 1-2 to Max McClellan.
It's really it's a warm kind of cold here.
Thank
you. It's cloudy, but humid. Nice.
Thank you, Max Ollick. Chris Slade takes the lead at first. Here's a pitch. And that's going to be another foul.
Almost took out a dog right there, folks.
Oof.
Looks like Max doesn't really like dogs.
Great reaction from the dog, though, to get out of the way of that pitch. And you got to give credit to that dog.
That was an excellent maneuver.
Dog's a good kid.
Here's the pitch. And that's going to be a line drive to right. The right fielder is going to get there, though. And that's going to be out number two. Two outs here in the bottom half of the first. Now up the senior, Jake Blank.
Jake.
hey. Everyone needs to calm down. Jake Blank, the senior.
Jank.
And then that's going to be ball one. That's outside. Blank steps back in the box. Chris Slade takes the lead at first. Here comes the pitch. And it's going to be a swing and a miss from Blank. Miller looks for the sign, checks first. Here's the pitch. That's going to be outside, but Chris heads to second. Throw's going to not get there in time. He's going to be safe. The Johnson not happy with that.
I believe he said, "Let's go, let's go," in a very angry voice.
Thank you, Levi Seller.
Umpire!
Oh,
coordinator, I need to talk to you.
It looks like the site coordinator is here.
Yeah, lightning less than 3 miles away from Pierce Field.
Okay. They said they were going to tell me from the from the dugout.
We have our.
We'll be right back after this break.
Yeah, he started.
And we're back here.
I'm the weather expert, and it seems to me that there's been lightning close by, spotted, so we're having to clear the field. We don't know how long this might last.
We're hoping this will blow over quickly so we can get back to this ball game.
You know, the Braves players at Dock are always willing to play a baseball game. We admire their courage.
They're willing to play up to 1 mile away from that lightning, and that's courageous, but unfortunately, the site coordinator is not going to let them do that.
Coordinator's not happy.
No, she seems quite upset.
She seemed upset with the...
if I may take this time, just a small shout-out to Mr. Jason Mundy, who is able to let these baseball games go on by finishing at upper school, that it's very good upper school.
Jason Mundy is one of our favorites here at Dawson Sports Radio.
Yes,
he's a great kid.
Very nice guy. Wonderful administrator.
Please make the lightning stop, Jim Mundy.
So we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll report back with the weather update later.
Chris, what's he?
We're back here on Dawson Sports Radio with a quick update. We just interviewed All-Star pitcher Chris Slade, and we asked him one very simple question. Do you like playing baseball? Duncan, what was that answer?
And he told me a very intricate answer. Like, it's kind of hard to paraphrase it, but he did say no.
Well, quite unfortunate as Chris Slade is one of the better players in the team.
Yeah,
and,
it's pretty impressive to be so good at something you hate doing.
Wow, and one quick thing. Zach Berthing, our weather correspondent, has showed up 30 minutes late.
Oh, he's going to get the
disciplinary. Like he's going to start talking to the disciplinary.
Yeah, the Committee of Friendship is going to have to decide what to do with it.
I would also like to mention one quick thing. They have the Academy's ball boy actually was a coach for that last ball. And I think that's illegal. I'm not sure, but
we're gonna have to report this to Chas immediately and see what they think. Doing a lightning delay here, and we'll be back with updates later. And we're back here in the bottom half of the first inning. The lightning delay has been lifted. Thank you, Duncan. We're back here. Seth Clemente standing on second base is a courtesy runner for Chris Slade. And senior Jake Blank about to step in the box here. As we get back underway here after the about 20-minute lightning delay.
Yeah, it really looks like this weather is just going away. I mean, there was a mistake to call lightning in the first place. I think it's good that it's finally been lifted. There's no lightning here, though. There's none.
And that's going to be ball three. Seth's headed to third. Catcher's not going to be able to make the play. And that's going to be a wild pitch on the Academy pitcher. Miller, excuse me.
Why is Chris not playing?
Chris, remember, I think.
Why is that? Why is it a three?
Interesting analysis.
I'm assuming it's because...
got to be strategic. This is a
strategic very yet.
Intelligent team here.
That's going to be ball four and take Blake to take the walk.
They're making the smart plays here, so.
Runners in the corner here as power hitter Michael Nannen steps up.
Yeah, he's a strong kid.
And the 3 games we have broadcasted for Dawson, he has hit 2 triples. Very impressive, especially.
Along with a double and pitched an excellent game against Lions. Is it too early to say that our broadcasting upplays Michael Nannen's stats?
No, it might be a correlative relationship, but I would say it's positive 90% of the time.
I have to agree with Max Olig on that one. That's going to be a swing and a pop. Second baseman's calling it, or excuse me, center fielder's calling it, and he's going to make the play. That's going to be out number 3. We're going to head to the top half of the second inning here at Dawson Sports Radio. And we're back here in the top half of the second inning. Chris Blake still on the mound here for the Mustangs as. And that's going to be strike 1 in the outside corner. Now up for Denver Academy, number 5. That's going to be Justin Andes. He ended last inning running a caught stealing. The mysterious base runner was caught stealing. But the test was unsuccessful there. That'll be strike 2. Down to 0-2 on the junior Justin Andes. Here comes the pitch from Slade. That's going to be in the dirt for ball 1. And heads back towards the backstop. Count is 1-2 here on Andy's. Here comes the pitch from Slade. That's going to be low and outside for ball 2. Andy's using up the count here. The count is 2-2. Top half of the second inning. The score is tied. And that's going to be a foul. That's headed towards the soccer field. Count remains 2-2. Andy sits back in the box.
There is indeed a fight tonight, man.
Here's a 2-2. That's going to be strike 3 low. That's just Chris Lane's going to catch him looking.
And that'll lead to Manny Pacquiao.
Versus Floyd Money Mayweather. Now, this is the fight of the century, it's being called. So be sure to tune in. It's pay-per-view. So if you want to spend money on it, go ahead and go somewhere. Maybe there's a party that's showing it or a restaurant or something.
Number 21, Isaiah Sanchez, the sophomore.
Yeah, and Isaiah Sanchez is really looking forward to the fight.
Here's the first pitch from Slay, and that's going to be a strike on the curve. That's a nasty movement there from Slay.
Just like it's going to be a nasty fight tonight.
Here's the pitch. And that's going to be low, but that's going to be strike 2. Chris Lake gets up and count 0-2 here on Sanchez. Sanchez batting 229 this season, so he's having a solid season thus far. Here's the pitch for Slay. And that's going to be a chopper up the middle. Tanner's going to get there. See if he can make the throw. Throw will be in time. That's going to be out number 2. Great play there from Tanner Fulkerson to get to the ball in time and get the out.
Solid start to this inning by the Dawson Mustangs to get 2 outs here right at the beginning.
The series is plus play.
Now up number 7, Angel Hernandez, senior. Here comes the pitch. That's going to be a bit outside to strike 1. Looks for some words of encouragement from his third base coach. Steps back in.
Nice guy.
Here's the pitch. And it's going to be a foul ball on Lindsey Pond. Count is 0-2 here.
Definitely a crater. Instead of Bob Wood, deals with it later on.
Here's the 0-2 pitch from Slade. And check, and that's going to get the tag, and that's going to end the inning.
Good play by Max McCollum.
Good play by Max. Get the out, and we'll be right back with the bottom half of the second inning. And we're back here in the bottom of the second inning. The score is knotted at 0 with sophomore Cade McClellan up.
You only need actually JBJ.
Thank you, Max Olig.
John Bon Jovi.
Good kid. Here's the first pitch of the inning. And that's going to be a light foul tip, and that's going to be strike one. Cade takes a practice cut, steps back into the box. The freshman Miller, still pitching here for the Academy, is going to be low and outside for ball two.
Do we know where the Academy is located?
Westminster, I believe.
Westminster.
Yes.
The Academy?
Yes.
Singular.
Yes, it's the Academy, located in Westminster.
I am from Westminster.
Here's the 1-1 pitch.
Into the Academy?
That's going to be ball two.
I will get on that.
They're also known as the Wildcats, in case you're wondering, out there, fans.
Okay, this is the next problem.
That's going to be strike two. The count goes to 2-2. No one looks for the sign. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. That's going to be outside for ball three.
And that's right for Cade to be patient on those balls and not take anything he doesn't want.
Yeah, Johnson does a great job of only getting only swinging at the pitches they want. And, they do a good job of making contact on top of that.
It's just overall really good.
Here's a full count pitch to Cade, and that's going to be a swing and miss. That'll be strike three. Cade McClellan goes down swinging, and now Big Bubba, the junior, he's at first base.
Let's see what Bubba can do this time around.
Just a quick. Big Bubba's at bat is sponsored by Big Bubba's Chili, folks.
It's very good chili.
We here at Dr. Sports love it, and we're currently eating it right now. And here's the first pitch. That's going to be strike one right down the middle. And it's great, and we cannot appreciate the Somerville family enough for providing the free food for everybody.
It's really solid chili.
Truly delicious.
And if you're here and you're watching the game.
That's going to be outside for ball two. Continue, Duncan.
If you're here and watching the games, go ahead and go over there and make a donation to them to support them. And
big donations, and we appreciate, and all donations would be appreciated. Here's a pitch. That's going to be foul right towards the broadcast booth here.
Clarify.
Look out!
I'd be shaking in my boots if I had boots.
Thank you, Eddie Altman. The count is 1-2 here to Big Bubba. Here's the pitch. And that's going to be a chopper to the pitcher and easy throw to first, and he's going to hit him. That'll be out number two. Now up to senior, number four, Lean Angus, or as we like to call him here at Dolphin Sports Radio, Langus.
That is true. His whole family can very fluidly be called by the first letter of their first name and their last name. Or in Mr. Angus's case, Krangus.
Thank you, Duncan McDougal. Here's the first pitch. And that's going to be a rip to the left center. The center fielder is going to get dropped from the center fielder, and that's going to be a single for Liam Angus.
In the case of Craig, you do have to add two letters to his first name.
This is some great insight here, folks. Single Liam Angus stands on first as on throw over by the pitcher. And senior Hayden Dodge steps in.
Big night for these seniors. Last home game.
Langus takes the lead at first. Here's the pitch. That's going to be high and inside. That'll be ball one. Hayden Dodge, also great knockout player, as we learned yesterday.
Oh, yeah, he did win the knockout game with the Dawson Sports Radio casting crew.
And that's going to be on the outside corner, but it's going to be a ball, and it kind of goes 2-0. Yes, Hayden Dodge with the unknown talent of knockout. Because, bitch, that's going to be a high and outside for ball three.
Explain what knockout is.
The game where you shoot the ball and people get up and you make it first.
It is a basketball game.
Oh, like the basketball,
game.
The basketball
yeah,
game.
The basketball game of knockout.
Yeah, when you were talking about.
Here's a 3-0 to Hayden. I'll be right down the middle for strike one.
Knockout is a game of skill. Hayden has that skill.
It truly is, and he truly does.
Hayden just has skill in general.
The 3-1 pitch. That's going to be in the dirt, and that'll be ball four.
Chris laid it up.
Pair of seniors on base here in the bottom half of the second inning as pitcher Chris Lane steps up.
And
he singled last in his last at bat.
Yes, he is single.
Once again, ladies, he is single.
And most certainly ready to mingle.
Nice guy, too.
Very. The junior steps in the box. And here's the pitch. That's going to be low. That'll be ball one. Got a pair of seniors on first and second base here with a score tied at 0.
And honestly, it really was an honor to get a short interview with Chris Slade earlier in this game.
And that's going to be high and inside. That's going to be ball number two.
You know, it's good to see all stars like him be very true to their home, their heart, like us, you know?
Yes, here's, I do know Levi.
Here's the 2-0 displayed. Side, that'll be ball three. Is Miller having a bit of a tough time here finding the zone? Catcher's going to go out there and talk to him.
Maybe Chris is just intimidating him too much.
That is true. Chris Slade's intimidation factor, if you have to talk about today, is tremendous.
His total cushion is about 0.9. Very high.
Yes. As the intimidation factor specialist here on the team, Chris Slade, we haven't really talked about it the past one or two games, but it really does play a factor into the scores of these games and, you know, can win or lose a game.
The average coefficient of fear factor, intimidation factor, obviously being 0.5.
He'll take that pitch.
0.02.
We'll take that as a very high intimidation factor.
That's the average.
That's our staff man, Max O'League.
0.09 is very high.
The count is 3-1 after the take from Chris Slade. Here's the pitch. And that's going to be up the middle to the center fielder, or that'll be a pop to the second baseman. And that's going to end the inning. Score still 0-0 here, the bottom half of the second.
We'll be right back. Scoreless.
Now we're back here in the top half of the third inning. It's scoreless. And Chris Slade still doing the pitching here. As number six, the junior for the academy, Devin Jensen steps up. And here's the first pitch. That's going to be high enough outside for ball one. Jensen batting .278 this season. He's got a pair of doubles as well. He's racking in a pretty solid season.
Yeah, he's a junior, so he's going to be a good player for them next year.
And that's going to be a foul right towards the academy dugout.
Looks like a bit of targeting towards the teammates. Yeah, they do yell.
The catcher looks to be yelling at his teammate there, and looks like bad blood is flowing over the academy dugout.
That, of course, is a joke.
Yes, I think it's very clear that that was a joke, and that's going to be outside and low before a strike.
Or a yoke with a soft J.
Here's the 1-2 pitch from Slade. And that's going to be strike three. He catches him looking. Great pitch from Chris Slade to get the out. As number 22, the freshman pitcher, Trent Miller, is at the plate. He's batting .296 this season.
He's been pitching a good game so far, hasn't given up a run.
On top of that, he's a very good contact hitter as one of the leadoff hitters for this team. Here's the first pitch. That's going to be outside for a strike. And the count is now 0-1 here for Miller. And here's the pitch. And that's going to be a chopper down the third base line, and that's going to be foul. Comes out 0-2 here. And what I like about Miller is, on top of being one of the better players, he's only a freshman.
He's a young guy. He's got a lot of potential. He could be an elite player in a couple of years.
One of those top freshmen that we talked about on, including Highlands catcher Ricardo Ramirez, two of the best freshmen in Colorado baseball. That's going to be a foul. Winston Pond.
We cannot talk enough about Ricardo Ramirez.
Back to the game here. Quick update on the ball boy. I haven't seen him in a little while, Duncan. What's going on there?
I think my first impressions may have been wrong.
Foul down the third base line. Continue, Duncan.
And I think they actually, for one of the balls, they actually might have put their coach in, which I think I said earlier, but might be an illegal move. Not 100% sure.
And is that why we haven't seen a ball boy yet today, Duncan?
He may be suspended.
All right. Thank you for that update. Here's the pitch, Miller, and that's a chopper back up the middle. Tanner's going to get there. Throw to first. We'll be in time.
What a
great
play by Tanner.
Great speed from Tanner to get there, and good job by Somerville to get the low throw.
T-Blaster and Bubba.
The T-Blaster-Bubba connection there in the infield. Can't go wrong with that. Now, number one, the senior, Ryan Johnson. There's two out here in the top half of the third, still scoreless. And here's the first pitch. That's going to be way outside for ball one.
Johnson's a good player. He's batting a .432 this year.
Yeah, the academy, one thing they do well is they hit the ball. A lot of hitters on this team with high batting averages. Here's the second pitch. And that's a rip to center. Jake White going back, and he can't get there. About to have a slump. Throw will not be in time. And, he's hit right in the back and almost got caught there. That was a rip from Ryan Johnson. That's going to be his third double of the year. And, that'll be an error on Jake Blank. I apologize for communication there. Bounce off his glove. wouldn't say it's a bad error. He tried to make that play, just couldn't quite get there.
No, there was a lot of power on that hit, too. Hard to get into your glove.
That's a really tough play. He had to go for that one underhanded. He couldn't quite make the play. That's really tough for even the best players in this league.
Yes, it's a very tough catch to make.
With the runner on second here, number two, the junior Ethan Mosley is up. Here's the first pitch. That's going to be in the bottom left corner of the zone for strike. Chris Play throwing those curves early to catch them off guard. Mosley steps back in the box. Johnson on second. Here's the pitch. That's going to be strike two, swinging on the low. Count is 0-2, two outs with a runner on second. Slade, check second. Here's the pitch. That's going to be low to the dirt. Johnson hit the third. He's not going to get the throw, and that's going to be a wild pitch for Chris Slade.
But a nice block by Mac McClellan to keep that one in front of him and not to let the runner get any extra base.
Runner on third here, and two outs. Count is now 1-2 on Mosley. Checks for the sign. Here's the pitch. And that's a rip. That's going to get in the left field gap, and Johnson's going to trot home for the first run of the game. As Mosley heads to second, and he's going to trot in standing. That's going to be our first run of the game here, and that's an RBI double for Ethan Mosley. The score is now 1-0 in the Academy. You know what that had a lot of torque.
Well, I do agree
definitely
with that
got
statement.
The torque down.
Well, I do agree with that statement. Zach, weren't you fired?
That is true. We did fire you about 45 minutes ago.
I have been fired as the weather correspondent, but brought back on as the torque correspondent.
Play check second. Here's the first pitch. That's going to be low and in the dirt. It's going to get by Max, and he's going to head to third, and that's going to be another wild pitch there. Currently up for the Academy is Wilderson, the third baseman. And one thing I love about Wilderson is he has the best arm sleeve in the game.
Very cool arm sleeve. Probably has some of that intimidation, don't you think, Duncan?
Truly patriotic.
It is an American flag, for those of you wondering.
And that's going to be foul way down the left field line as he hit that ball pretty hard. And that looks like it hit a car. Let's get an injury report on that car from...
Too hard.
And that's going to be way inside. Runner headed home. Throw will be. And not in time. He's going to be safe. He's going to take home on the wild pitch there. It's close and he goes 2-0.
That was really close there.
Great effort from Max to get there and try to make the play. And great effort from Chris to get home. Also, great effort from Ethan Mosley to get to the plate.
Great effort all around for everybody.
Good kid.
Great kids. Everybody's great kids. Here's the pitch to Wilderson. And he's going to say, cut at that one. That's going to be a liner into center. That's going to be a base hit. Jake Blaine throws it up, and that's going to be a single. That's a single for the senior Wilderson. As number three, Christian Johnson comes up to bat.
Tough name to say, Jake Blank.
I apologize. Jake Blank. The catcher, junior Christian Johnson's up, and he's one of the best players in this league.
Yeah, he's batting a .525 this year, I believe. Very impressive.
Up top with three home runs. It keeps him just straight up hit. Here's the first pitch, and that's a ball.
God.
Deep center field, way back, and gone. That's a two-run bomb for Christian Johnson. Score is going to be 4-0 now, and that was a bomb. And Levi Seller is worried about his car here. Looks like it was in the perimeter.
I think that was one car away. I think I'm okay.
And I'm pretty sure it was IG Fox's car there that got hit.
Oh.
Oh.
The quick injury update on the car that apparently got hit in the foul ball. Looks like it's IG Bacher's car. We're not 100% sure on that yet. We're going to get an injury report from him later. So we're getting
gray minivan. Gray minivan.
Gray minivan.
In fact,
a minivan that is gray. And the last batter really lives up to his nickname, Freight Train, which was on the back of his helmet. Was on the back of his helmet, so I'm not making the.
He's got a lot of power. That's his fourth home run of the year.
That will be his fourth home run of the year.
Incredible.
And we're back here. That's going to be a strike from Chris. That'll be strike one to number five. That's Justin Andes, the junior.
Two cars away from my car.
And that's another check. And that's going to hit the left field gap. Looks like that's going to be a double. Andy's around first. They're going to corral that one pretty quickly and get that in to hold Andy to a single.
It's been a really good run here for the Academy.
Yeah, and let's talk about that real quick. Great play from left fielder Caden McClellan to get that ball quickly and prevent that from being an extra base hit. And looks like Dawson's going to go time here to talk to pitcher Chris Blade. Yeah, after doing a good job getting those first two outs in the inning, he's struggled a bit here trying to get that third out. And
the Academy fans are really pumped up about that home run.
As is the players. As are the players.
As are the players.
As are the players.
As are the players.
As are the players.
My grammatical mistake.
One thing I love about Chris Blade is I know he's going to be able to bounce back from this. But one of the better pitchers, looks like we're going to get a replacement here. Jake Blank is going to enter into the game as a pitcher.
Jake Blank.
But I said Jake Blank.
Yeah, Jake Blank.
Jake Blank.
Yeah, Jake Blank.
The senior Jake Blank enters the game as
Blank.
The pitcher. Blake's going to head out to center after giving up four runs this inning. But I know he's going to be able to come back and make a contribution to this game regardless.
He's still a good hitter.
He's a great hitter, and he's a great team leader. And
great kid.
Great
good,
kid.
Good grade. Good grade. If any colleges are listening to this, you should be looking at him to recruit.
He's a tri-sport athlete.
We'll be right back once Jake Blank gets warmed up here in the bottom of the third. And we're back in the top of the third. Number 21, Isaiah Sanchez, the sophomore, is up. Jake Blank replacing Chris Slade, a pitcher, and here's the first pitch. The outside, that'll be ball one. Count is 1-0 to Sanchez. Here with a runner on first, two outs in the top of the third. The Academy is up 4-0, and Jake Blank's going to look for the pickup attempt and is not going to be successful.
And it looks like Chris Slade will go out to the to center field here, and they'll just switch positions up right there.
Here's the pitch. He'll be running up that corner for strike two. Nice job. Blank makes those corners. Sanchez looks down third baseline. Blank strike
one.
First. Here's the pitch. Way upside for ball one. Count now 1-1 here to Sanchez.
The scoreboard is a little bit messed up, so it is a little tough to read, but the count is actually 2-1.
And that's going to be things you're talking about, too. That's going to be a grounder to the shortstop, and then it's going to get easy out of it. Oh! And Hayden Dodge is going to drop that. That'll be an error on Hayden Dodge. Could have gotten out of the inning there, and that's going to be an unsuccessful. And now there's going to be a runner in first and second here for Dawson. And we have Elijah Bonker back. And Elijah, can we get that injury up there to the car for the home run for Christian Johnson?
Okay, there was no damage whatsoever.
And whose car was that?
That was my car.
I'll be blowing in the dirt for ball one. So no damage.
No damage.
So looking at the minivan, is going to make a full recovery.
That's right. Dirty old girl.
All right, that's good to hear. And I'm glad to hear that there's no damage to the car.
Thanks for having me, Zach.
No problem, Elijah. And we're back here. Count is 1-0. Here's the second pitch, and that's going to be a foul under the leg. Still no sign of the Academy ball boy.
It's really troubling at this point. I can't tell if there's an injury or something around that major. But
we're going to send over a correspondent soon to see what's going on there. But back to the game. The count is 1-1. From the outside, I'll be ball two. Runner on first and second after the error from Hayden Dodge. Looks for the sign. Checks second. Here's the pitch. He's going to paint those corners there for strike two. Great pitch there from Jake.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the pitch. And that's going to be another foul ball. Hernandez doing a good job of staying in this at-bat.
I.G. Bacher's going to have to go get the ball here.
Wow, I.G. Bacher with substitution there, ball boy. And that's going to be a grounder to the second baseman, Dodge. He's going to toss it to second, and that's going to be a great job by Hayden Dodge to cover from the air and get that out.
Yeah,
and that's going to hit the top half of the third inning. The score is 4-0 here from a four-run third inning from the Academy. And we'll be right back bringing you to the bottom of the third. And we're back here in the bottom of the third, a four-run third inning for the Academy to make the score 4-0 here. Tanner Fulkerson's going to step up, and here's the first pitch. He's going to try to lay down the bunt, but he's going to pull that one back, and it's going to be a strike. Tanner stands in the box, here comes the second pitch. That'll be low, that'll be ball one. Trenton Miller still pitching here for the Academy.
Tough to speak.
Here's the pitch. That'll be ball two. And giving me a hard time here about
game pronunciation.
And I apologize.
Pronunciation.
You should get the names right.
That's going to be a grounder to third. Tanner's going to try to run that one out. The throw for Wilmerson is going to get there in time for out number one.
I think that is partly due to his America arm sleeve.
I have to agree with that. I mean, he might not make that throw unless he has the America arm sleeve because, America is that power really gets you there.
That America arm sleeve, it just doubles his torque stats all the way around.
And that's our torque analyst, Zach Worthing, on the call there.
He does have the bald eagle on his side with that America arm sleeve.
Here's the first pitch to Max McClellan, the catcher. That's left strike one. Trenton Miller, looking for the sign here, freshman. Junior Max McClellan up at bat. Here's the pitch. And he's going to take a big cut at that one, but he's going to miss. It'll be strike two. Max takes a couple practice cuts. Steps back in the box. And here comes the 0-2. Just a bit outside for ball one. And that was a nice pitch there from Miller, but great job on Max McClellan to take that. Here comes the pitch. He's going to take a cut, and that's going to be a foul. The count will remain 1-2.
It's getting a bit windy out here. Looks like our weather analyst, Max Oling, is absent right now.
And that's going to be low in the corner for strike three. Great job by Miller to take those corners again. Now it's senior pitcher Jake Alay. Two outs here in the bottom of the third. The 4-0. Jake Alay steps in. Here comes the pitch. That's going to be a bit inside, though. Strike one. That's going to be a hot fly, but I'll be foul. Count now 0-2 here on blank. Here's the pitch from Miller. And that's a high fly ball to the first baseman. He's getting under it, and he's going to make a catch. That's going to end the bottom of the third here. Score still 4-0 the Academy here at Dawson. And we're back here in the top of the fourth. Number 6, Jensen, the junior, is up. He had a single last time in his last at bat. And his first pitch from Blake. And that's going to be a ball in the dirt for ball one. Jensen looking for the sign from the third base coach. Big steps back in the box. Here's the pitch from the senior. That's low in the dirt again for ball two. Counting out 2-0 here. Somebody steps back on the mound. And unfortunately here, we're going to have to wrap up in about 9 minutes because of our broadcast time. Unfortunately, you mean 39 minutes. Because the broadcast ends at 5. It does, Duncan.
Okay.
Sorry. Nice try, though. I'm trying to get off work early.
For those of you still with us, after that message, 4-0 in the fourth inning.
Counting out 2-1 here, it's like it's the first strike of the FS, and here's the pitch. And that's going to be a ball, and that was a good pitch from Blank, but it was right in the corner. That could go either way. Now up the pitcher, number 22, Trenton Miller. He's a freshman. Runner on first here, no outs. And here comes the pitch. It'll be a foul tip, but that will be a strike still. And the count will go to 0-1. Blank checks first. Here's the pitch, and he's going for the pickoff. Not going to get there in time. Jake Blank's got that quick pickoff move.
Because he is a lefty, and it is easier for him to pick off at first base.
On top of that, he does have a pretty good pickoff move.
I agree. Good pickoff move. Good kick.
Here's the pitch. And that's going to be another foul. It'll be strike two.
Smart guy.
Goes to the University of Virginia next year. And that's a very high education school there.
Yeah, I'm sure they're going to be happy to have him.
I'd like to thank MVP Elijah Falker for bringing me my sweatshirt because it's getting a bit cold.
By Jake Blank.
Yeah, it was a good strikeout.
Good strikeout there from Blank. Thanks, Duncan. Jake
Blank.
Jake Blank.
What? Blake Jake? Matt.
Now up number one, that's the senior, Ryan Johnson. He doubled in his last at-bat.
Here's the pitch.
And that'll be
strike one.
That'll be low for a strike. Runner on first here with one out. Blank checks first. Here's the pitch. Runner's going. Here, throw from McClellan. And safe. That's a close play there at second base. Almost got it. Jump to back in the box. Blank checks second. And here's the pitch. And that's a high pop fly towards the first baseman. Let's see if Zach Somerville can get there. And he does. Nice job to track that down from Somerville. After it looks like he lost it a bit at the beginning.
Good play by Bubba to get under that one.
That play is sponsored to you by Big Bubba's Chili. Best chili in Colorado, folks.
Good stuff.
Two outs here. Number two, Ethan Mosley's up. He had an RBI double in his last at-bat.
Good kid.
Great kid, yes.
He's a junior.
Batting .375 this year with three doubles.
One made in this game.
Yes. One made in this game. Thank you, Eddie Altman. That's going to be a bit outside for a ball. Solid pitch there from Plank. The count will go to 1-0. Plank looks for the sign. He checks second. Here's the pitch. That's going to be high and outside. That'll be ball two.
A little bit of possibility by the primary announcer.
Blank looks for the sign. And here comes the 2-0 pitch. That's going to be a strike. Nice pitch there from Jake. Scores 4-0 here in the top of the fourth. The Academy leads it. Two outs and a runner on second for Ethan Mosley. Blank check second. And here's the 2-1. That's going to be for a strike, low in the zone. Nice pitch there from Jake to get these batters looking at strikes. Mosley steps back in the box. Here's the 2-2. be upside. That'll be ball three. Full count here. Great at bat here from Mosley to push this to a full count here with two outs. Blank looks for the side. Here's the pitch. They got him in between. Here's a pickle. Throw to third. Liam Angus is going to chase him down. Johnson's going to pickle. And they're going to get him. Great play there from Liam on the hustle to get him in between second and third. And that'll be the third out of the inning. And we're back here in the bottom of the fourth. Michael Mannin batting, number 17, the lefty. And Michael Mannin, great hitter.
Very, very powerful hitter.
Here's the first pitch to Mannin. It's going to be a bit inside for ball. And you got to love his patience, too. The lefty pin, the lefty DH steps back in. And here's pitch number two. And that's a pop. And that's going to do... Ooh.
Almost hit the dog.
Almost hit another dog there. Tonight there's a dog in bleachers.
Dawson's showing hostility towards dogs today.
Yeah, apparently. We almost have two hit dogs in this game. And I got to wonder what's going on there.
They got to be careful with Dita at this point. Must be cat people.
And that's going to be a ground to the second base. We'll see if Mike can run this out. Oh, he dropped it. But he's still going to get there. Great play from second baseman Ryan with Ryan Johnson to recover from the fumble and get the out. Sophomore Kate McClellan now up. Brother of Max McClellan, in case anyone out there is wondering.
Just like Chase Fulkerson is the brother of Tanner Fulkerson. Interesting fact here. Two pairs of brothers on the team.
That's true.
That's insightful. Thank you.
Here's the first pitch, McClellan. That's going to be a bit high for ball one. Trent Miller still on the mound here for the Academy. He's pitching a really good game here, guys.
Yeah, not giving up a run yet this game, so that's always what you like to see from a pitcher.
Especially a freshman here for the second pitch, and that's going to be a strike. I mean, you love to see it from any of your pitchers, but especially a freshman, I mean, like, that's ideal.
He's got a lot of potential.
And he's showing it right now, and here's pitch number three. That's going to be a strike. Count's going to go to 1-2 as Cade goes down the count. One out here in the bottom half of the fourth. The Academy leads it 4-0. That'll be low. That'll be ball two. Cade sits back in the box. And here's the pitch. That will be a foul grounder towards the third baseman. Cade sits back in the box. Count is 2-2. Pitch for Miller. And that's going to be a slow roller. Pitcher makes a throw, and that's going to be overhead. Cade heads to second, and ball is going to be out of play. Cade's going to get the pace there, and that's going to be an infield single and an error on the pitcher to advance Cade to second. Now up to Junior Big Bubba.
Again with Big Bubba Chili. Tasty.
We're here all eating Big Bubba Chili. Guys, what do you think?
Wow.
Great. It's the best.
Even if you aren't interested in baseball, it's worth coming out to the game just for Big Bubba.
Up below, ball one. And we here at Dawson Sports Radio, we all love Big Bubba Chili. So give him a try if you ever come out to any of the baseball games anytime soon.
Once again, it's Big Bubba's Chili.
Yep. And pickup 10 is going to be unsuccessful. The ball's going to head to the center. Cade will stay on base. Good job by Cade to not try to advance there. No, he would have been out easily.
Even though he is not telling it, they are accepting donations, which is always nice if you want to just contribute to their cause.
Or you can just go out and get some free food. That's going to be a strike on the left side. But, yes, they prefer if you donate, obviously, but... Count is 0-2. One out here in the top of the fourth, bottom of the fourth. And that's a wider in the first. He's running third. He's headed for home.
The throw will not be in time. That's an RBI single from Big Bubba. And you know what that means? An RBI single from Bubba means free chili. It's always free chili. It's still not down to the game and get some. That's an RBI single from Big Bubba, and that's going to be Dawson's first run of the game. They're going to get him the scoreboard here. Of course, that 1-4. Senior Liam Angus steps up with Zach Somerville in first. Miller checks first. And pickup stamp will be unsuccessful. Here's pitch. That'll be low. That'll be ball one.
Angus is looking to launch it out of here.
Just like Manny Pac-Man Pacquiao. Looking to launch Floyd Money Mayweather out of the ring tonight.
And that's a pop. And second base is going to get under that one, and that'll be out number two here as senior Hayden Dodd steps up to bat.
Or as we like to call him, Hey Hey.
We here at Dawson Sports Radio do not support that nickname.
Hey Hey now.
The senior steps in the box. Someone will take the lead and swing the missing Dodd on the strike one. Two outs here in the bottom of the fourth. The count is 0-1. Thornton will take the lead. Here's the pitch. That'll be a bit inside for ball one, or, yeah, ball one. Here's the pitch to Dodge. And that's a pop. And let's see if the second baseman can get there in time. And he will. Nice play by the second baseman to get the out. An RBI single for Big Bubba, and that's going to make the score 4-1. The Academy still leads it here as we head to the top half of the fifth inning. And we're back here in the top of the fifth inning. Leading it off for the Academy Wildcats is Ethan Mosley, Jr., after the steal attempt was unsuccessful last inning. New pitcher here for the Mustangs, number 17, the lefty Michael Nannon. And great pitcher here to get the lefty on the mound. Here's the pitch. Nice movement there from Michael. That's going to be strike one.
Got a lot of power on his pitches. He's a strong guy.
Along with a lot of movement. And let's see how the Academy responds. Here's the pitch. Check swing. They're going to call that a strike, and that'll be strike two. Michael Nannon goes up in the count 0-2 here on Mosley. Waiting on deck, Wilderson, the senior. And here's the pitch. And swing and a miss. That's foul. Two back to make the play. Easy throw to first, and they're going to get it. That will be a strikeout for Michael Bannon. Baseman senior, Wilderson. And you can't say that his arm sleeve really brings his A game to most games.
You could say it brings his USA game to most games.
Here, Michael, kill us for the size. It's one out here in the top of the fifth. Here's the pitch. That'll be low. That's going to be ball one. Michael steps back on the mound. Here's the pitch. And swing and miss. It's going to be strike one. Wilderson steps in the box. Count is 1-1. Here comes the pitch. And that's going to be a foul ball. That'll be strike two. And do we have a report, Duncan, from the ball boy for the Academy? We haven't heard anything about him recently.
I believe he was not able to make it to this game, but
good kid. So he's just unable to make it to the game. Is that?
Yeah.
Here's the pitch, 1-2. And that's going to be a high pop fly foul.
Their coach said something about prior engagement, so... Don't know what that means, but...
I guess this game is not important in terms of playoff standing for both teams. It's not a league game. Just pitch. That'll be low. That's going to be ball two. So it's understandable for the ball boy to try to get some rest, maybe catch up on some schoolwork. The SAT was today. Maybe he went and did that. Who knows?
Good kid.
I know you did, Zach. I know you did.
Yes, I did. And here's the 2-2 pitch. And that's going to be a ground ball. Tanner, here's the throw. Great throw from Tanner to get the out at first, and that's going to be out number two. Tanner's got quite the arm there, shortstop.
He also pitches, so it does make sense that he has a very strong arm.
Now up Christian Johnson. He had the two-run home run last at-bat.
Mr. Freight Train.
The Freight Train. He did injure Elijah Bucker's car last time, so we'll see how he reacts this time up. Here's the first pitch. That'll be high and outside for ball one. Johnson has 4 home runs on the year, and that's impressive.
Very, very impressive.
Here's the 1-0 pitch. It's going to be right in there for strike one. The Freight Train sits back in the box. Ooh, big swing, and that's going to be strike two.
He made contact with that ball. It would have been bad news for Dawson.
He's always looking for the fences.
Great movement from Michael, though, to get him swinging.
Oh, yeah.
Here's a two-strike pitch. Another big swing. They're going to get a strikeout. Great job from Michael to get the 3 out here this inning. And we'll be right back bringing you the bottom half of the 5th inning here on Dawson Sports Radio. Wade leading off the Mustangs. First pitch is going to be outside for a strike. Miller still in the mound here for the Wildcats. He's pitching a heck of a game here.
Good kid.
And also a good pitcher. Here's the 0-1, and that's going to be a high pop-up and into the pond.
And now there's water in the pond.
Breaking news, there's water in the pond.
It might be because it rained yesterday.
This is true. Here's the other pitch, and that's a pop to the second baseman. Let's see if he can get there, and he will. That will be out for 1. Shortstop Tanner Fulkerson steps up.
T-Blasta, as most people call him.
Or Team Money, if you're looking for a different nickname. And he added that power over the summer, like we've talked about in prior broadcasts.
A lot of protein powder.
Here's the first pitch to Tanner. And that's going to be outside. That'll be ball 1.
He is getting them gains.
Those gains are ridiculous, as they do say. And here's the second pitch. That'll be low and in the dirt for ball 1. And here's the 2-0 pitch. That'll be a strike. That's guys a 2-1. The 2-1 count. Here's the pitch attack. That's going to be a strike, and the count will be even out here. It's 2-2. One out here in the top half of the fifth, or excuse me, bottom half of the fifth. Here's the pitch to T-Blaster. That'll be in the dirt. That'll be ball 3. The count's now full. Great eye from Tanner to not swing those pitches he doesn't want.
Yeah, it's a strong quality overall by all the Dawson batters. Really don't see anyone on the Dawson team lacking in that area.
Lots all around.
Here's the full count pitch. Swing and a miss from Tanner, and that's going to be strike 3. He's going to go down swinging. 2 outs here for the Mustangs as Max McClellan steps up to play.
And he does have a phone case that says Rex for Jesus. He is a very strong man and a good hitter.
Yes, Max McClellan is a very strong hitter. That's going to be ball 1 to Max. That was 1-0. Here's the 1-0 pitch for Miller. That's going to be low again for ball 2. Good eye for Max. Steps in the box. And here's the 2-0. I'll be high and outside. Ball 3. Great eye from McClellan to make this count 3-0. Good pitch. And that's going to be ball 4. Max walks on 4 pitches. Good eye here now. The senior Jake Blank comes up. He's a lefty. 3 here in the bottom of the 5th. Scores 1-4. Max is falling on first. 2 outs. Here's the first pitch. Low and inside. That's going to be ball 1. Blank steps in.
Miller checks first. Here's the pitch. It's going to be on the corner there for strike one. Count is 1-1. Here's the pitch. That'll be ball two here to Blank. Checks first. Here's the pitch. Matt's going. And that's a pop, and that's going to be foul. Two strikes.
Let's just talk about Jake Blank here. He's a good kid.
Great kid. Headed to the University of Virginia next year.
That will ride scholarship, is that right?
I believe so, an academic one, too. Here's the pitch.
Oh, heavens.
Oh, my.
Family coming right at the broadcast.
Golly gee. Oh, rascals.
Gosh darn. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Blank. And that's going to be a grounder to the second baseman for the first. He'll be in time. That's going to end the inning here as we head to the top half of the sixth. And we're back in the top of the sixth. The Academy leads 4-1. Now up number 5, Anders, the junior. Michael Mann still mounts the Mustang. He's going to get his team there for strike one.
He's a good kid, Michael Nannan.
Yeah, and a fantastic baseball player, as we've learned. Wheel one pitch. And that's a smack up the middle. Tanner's not going to get there in time, because that's going to be a base hit for Anders. Now up number 21, Sanchez, the sophomore. Ryan Mercer with no outs. After a line drive single from Anders.
Oh, some O's from the bench.
No. Michael looking for the sign, he checks first. And he's looking for the pickup attempt. Not going to get there in time.
Close though.
The Academy bench is very into this game.
They're very rowdy.
That's what you love to see from these from either team. A rowdy bench is always a good thing. You know, it keeps morale up on both sides.
Of course, Dawson's bench is very exciting.
And that sort of mechanic play there is that Anders is going to head second on the you got to be able to make that play at first base. And that'll go down as an error on Zach Vogel.
That was a tough play to make, but couldn't quite get there. And just missed. So a little miscommunication by the pitcher and the first baseman, but
Anders on second here after the error. Here's a pitch. Ooh, bottom right corner of the zone there for Michael. That's gonna be a strike.
He's a very good pitcher. Very, very good arm.
He really does a good job painting those corners with his off speed.
He's like painting a Mona Lisa out there.
He really is.
Rembrandt.
Here's a pitch. That's going to be a ball. That's going to be ball one.
It's a little misstroke there by his paintbrush. I'm sure he'll clean it up again.
Got to paint within the lines. That's what I learned.
Here's the 1-1 pitch to Sanchez.
Levi, what's going to be in that
right. Victim? 1-2. The count's now 1-2 here on Isaiah Sanchez, sophomore. Michael, check second. Here's the pitch. And that's going to be a grounder to the second baseman. Hayden Dodge throws to first, and he's going to make the play. That's going to be out number two. However, Anders advances third.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised here if Michael Mannan was a frequent viewer of the Bob Ross painting show.
Because he is very good at painting the corner.
Also, correction, I believe that was out number one. Scoreboard bit off here.
Bit wonky. Yes, Duncan, it's a bit wonky.
And here's the first pitch we have at Fernandez. Currently up number 7, Fernandez, the senior.
Good kid.
Thank you, Levi Steller. Count is 1-0. With one out, here in the top of the thing, here's the pitch. That's going to be high. That's going to be ball number 2.
Hernandez, the back of the box. Michael checks third. Here's the pitch. That's a ground ball. Tanner is going to make the play at first. He will. However, the runner on third will score. It's going to be an RBI ground out for Hernandez. Score is now 5-1 here. And it's a good play from Tanner to know where to throw the ball.
It's a very good skill to have in this sport of baseball. Yeah.
Throwing is a good skill to have in the sport of baseball, as I've learned over the years. It's pretty important, actually, to play the game. But yeah, that's ball number one. That's going to be high to Junior Jensen. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That'll be a strike. Score is now 5-1 here after the RBI ground out from Hernandez. Currently two outs. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss from Jensen. That's going to be strike one. Excuse me, strike two. I apologize. And here's the pitch. Strike three. Catches him looking. Great inning from Michael Mann, only allowing one run. And we'll be back bringing you the bottom half of the sixth. And we're back here in the bottom of the sixth. Unfortunately, we're going to have to wrap up here soon. There's only 4 minutes left in the broadcast.
Due to our two-hour time
limit. Yes, due to our two-hour time limit, there's only 4 minutes left in the broadcast. We'll bring you as much of the game as we possibly can, but just we end at five.
We hate the two-hour time limit. So.
Yes, and it's unfortunate. I wish we could change that, but nothing we can do about it now.
I want to send in money again to see our Kickstarter.
Our Kickstarter that currently does not exist.
You can come see us, too, and we'll put the money towards our broadcast.
Michael Mannon steps up. He's the first batter of the inning. And that's a foul down the first base line. He hit that ball pretty hard.
He almost hit his coach for a
thing. You got to wonder if that's there's been a targeting going on there.
Doesn't look like it to me. I mean, Coach has good hair. I don't think that. So.
That is true. And there's another one towards the coach. And strike two.
It's really just the distraction of the hair. I mean, not no targeting, anything like
it
that.
It could be the distraction of the hair, but you gotta wonder.
I'm not wondering.
This was it. And there's another. There's another foul ball down the right field line.
It's because of this dude. He does have great hair.
He really does. The coach does have great hair.
Not as good as Skyler DiPuzzo, but good call, Eddie. Good call.
Skyler DiPuzzo, unfortunately not here. Had to take the SAT earlier today. Here's
that's
the MVP. In the same room, that's going to be a hit by pitch, and Michael can hit first. And yes, he was in the room with Elijah Bonker. Elijah, you want to tell us how that went?
It went real nice. We had a great proctor. We were up in Wheat Ridge. We got to get the college counseling rooms, cushy chairs. The kid made a bed out of them. Slept through half of them.
Wait, really? That's hilarious. Michael Mano, first year after the hit by pitch, and Caden Sloan steps up.
There's also going to be a lot of hits in the Manny Pac-Man patio. Boy, Ronnie Mayweather fight tonight.
So make sure to tune in. And that's going to be foul. Ooh, fan cannot quite make the play there. That's lost. Could be an error.
Running out of time.
As we wrap up here, we got to take a quick minute to thank all of our sponsors here at Dawson's Radio, including GCSD Law.
Yeah, GCSD Law.
Which would be a great sponsor if we ever got paid.
GCSD Law.
A great sponsor nonetheless. We'd also like to take time to thank Big Bubba's Chili for coming out today, and that's a top five foul headed towards the U.S. And we'd really like to thank Big Bubba's Chili for bringing out free food for everyone, and if you can still make it out, it's a really good chili, and it's all free, and donations are appreciated, however.
Yep. Nice people.
And, of course, the Floyd Money Mayweather fight later tonight.
We will be broadcasting that.
We will not be broadcasting.
We will not be broadcasting that.
But you can watch it on TV.
It is pay-per-view.
Not as good as our commentating, but close.
That pitch will be high, and unfortunately we have to sign off now. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time in District Game next week, I believe on Saturday.
And the final score is
that we have right now is 5-1.
Bye.